Today is Palm Sunday. It is the beginning of Holy Week or Passion Week in the Christian liturgical calendar. If any of you caught maybe worldwide news this morning, you might have seen the place in Israel on the Mount of Olives where many pilgrims are reenacting the journey down the Mount of Olives to the Kidron Valley by the Garden of Gethsemane and then up into the walled city of Jerusalem. You might have seen, they tend to show that, maybe the evening news will show that film clips of that, but this is a very significant time. The Holy Week or Passion Week all began with Palm Sunday today, and it culminates with the glorious Easter resurrection a week from today. Let's learn some lessons from this Palm Sunday experience. First, let's consider the Romans who ruled Palestine. These were conquerors. They were cruel. They were quick to judge and condemn and to crucify. So much so that wood was scarce in that arid country at that time. They didn't want any uprising. They were worried that perhaps somebody would stir up trouble. And so, and even the slightest hint of that, they would execute those people. The occasion brought this itinerant, charismatic rabbi from northern Israel, the Galilee region, to go into Jerusalem during the High Holy Days. Some of the Jews felt this could be the Messiah for whom we had been praying. Romans knew that the Jews were praying for a warrior Messiah. Neither those Jews who wanted a warrior Messiah nor the Romans understood Jesus' message, which is not about war, that his kingdom was not of this world, but he was an advocate of peace and nonviolence. But they didn't understand it. For some, particularly Jews who wanted to overthrow militarily their Romans, that it was a disappointment that Jesus was not about that at all. Just before Palm Sunday, there were Jews that were trying to kill Jesus, called him a blasphemer. And so he was hiding out. And he got word that his dear friend Lazarus from Bethany, which is just a little bit outside of Jerusalem, a little suburb, if you will. But Lazarus was very ill. And they said, please come and heal him. Well, he held back. And finally said, I must go. And the disciple says, no, don't do it. There's a price on your head. They want to kill you. He said, I must go. And when he got there, he found it was too late. Lazarus had died. And Jesus wept. But he did his miracle. And he brought Lazarus back to life. Well, this was both good and bad. It was good for Lazarus and Jesus and Lazarus' family. But some went and told the Pharisees, ooh, this guy is dangerous. He brought a man back to life who had been dead for 4 days. And so that made things even more difficult for him, knowing that he was going to make this entry into Jerusalem. So the Jewish High Holy Days were coming soon. Lots of Jews from all over were coming for this. They were going to crowd the walled city. Jesus knew that he had to enter Jerusalem and that the Jews and the Romans and the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, would have a price on his head.